News Radio 610 WTVN. It is the Mark Blazer Show. I'd like to welcome in now for the first time to the Mark Blazer Show, Susan Allmiller. Over the weekend, Susan organized the first Columbus area walk and roll to cure FSHD. And that was in Dublin at Kauffman Park over the weekend. Susan, welcome to the show. And let's start with, tell me what FSHD is first and foremost.
Well, that is always the first question. It's the first question we had as well. It is fascioscapulohumeral muscular dystrophy. And believe it or not, it's the most common form of muscular dystrophy, yet the most complicated. So it's been a learning process for our family as we've taken on this diagnosis. And
okay, Susan, talk a little bit about how it's affected you directly.
Well, 1 year ago exactly, our son, who is 36 years old, married and has two young children, a two-year-old daughter and a two-month-old daughter, called us and said he had been diagnosed with FSHD. And we all had to look it up and Google it, find out what it was, and it was absolutely devastating and heartbreaking because at his young age, he's out in Colorado because he loves the outdoors and hiking and skiing and mountain climbing. He likes to do those 14,000-foot mountains out there.
Right.
And then my husband had been having symptoms that kept being diagnosed with other things, not FSHD.
And what are those symptoms? What were some of them that you recall?
Well, drop foot, his shoulders and arms. He can't raise his hands above his head. That's a common symptom of FSHD. He had been diagnosed for about 8 years with frozen shoulder and encapsulated shoulders, which wasn't the case, obviously. His leg and back had been having a lot of severe pain, and so he had been in physical therapy and various treatments that weren't doing any good. So a lot of misdiagnosis, which is why we're so intent on getting awareness out there about this disease. Because Bill had been going to a physical therapist since he was at Dublin Kauffman High School at 17 playing basketball and having shoulder problems. And it turned out it was FSHD, and here he is just getting diagnosed at age 36.
And Bill is your son, obviously.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
And then your husband, oh my God, I can't even begin to imagine the just how it, I'm sure, has just floored your family. And you say your husband's diagnosis was about a year ago?
Well, once Bill was diagnosed on August 24th, just last year, it got us thinking maybe all of these pains and problems he was having with walking and lifting and various muscle issues, maybe it wasn't frozen shoulder and, you know, just back pain and slip discs. Maybe it was FSHD. So we made a quick appointment with his orthopedic, and the orthopedic did a muscle test on the spot and said, oh my gosh, you've got muscular dystrophy in every muscle in your body from your head to your toe. It's just been literally heart-wrenching to our family because there is nothing to stop the pain, nothing to slow the muscle deterioration, and nothing to stop the acceleration of this disease.
I'm talking to Susan Allmiller, who is wife and mom of not one, but two different men in her life who were diagnosed with FSHD. And then over the weekend, you organized the first ever Columbus area walk and roll to cure FSHD. Talk about Scott Harper and what he is doing in your life right now.
Well, he's been a godsend for us because the first thing I did was call the FSH Society, which is based right outside of Boston, and they said, boy, are you ever lucky, you have Scott Harper and his lab right at Nationwide Children's Hospital. So So we called Scott, and Scott invited us to his lab, and he and his entire lab team made a presentation to us on what they were working on, and they are actually working on the cure for FSHD. The gene that's causing this disease has been identified. They are working on shutting it down, and they have all the confidence that within the next 7 years, with funding, they can literally cure this disease.
All right, so what was your monetary goal from Saturday's first ever walk and roll to cure FSHD? What was the monetary goal?
Well, we set our goals pretty darn high, and for a first event, we set our goal at $100,000, and we are so close. We are at $81,000. We can hit our goal of $100,000.
All right, so even though the walk occurred over the weekend, you said for two more weeks, people can still give to this. How do they do this, Susan Allmiller?
They contact the FSH Society, or they go on to www.fshsociety.org, and they can make a contribution directly to the Columbus. Make sure it's to the Columbus Walk and Roll to Cure FSHD.
This is fantastic that, you know, you're making strides in this direction, and I can't begin to imagine having one, let alone two men in your life, both diagnosed with this horrible FSHD. And I'm just hoping that, you know, everybody listening can help you guys out a little bit. You guys live in Powell. You've been here your whole lives, and it's just devastating. When I read your story, it hit me in the heart for whatever reason. But Susan, Godspeed to you, prayers to you and your family. And thank you for sharing your story, because I know it's not easy to do.
Thank you so much for having me on, Mark, and I appreciate it. We're going to beat this thing. I know it.